Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Ken Timmerman is in the house, I'm very pleased to say. He is the president and CEO of the Foundation for Democracy in Iran, the author most recently of Dark Forces, The Truth About What Happened in Benghazi, and the author of an upcoming book entitled Deception, The Making of the YouTube Video Hillary and Obama Blamed for Benghazi. Ken Timmerman is one of the country's preeminent investigative reporters, a multi-time best-selling author, including of Shadow Warriors, Traitors, Saboteurs, and The Party of Surrender, one of my personal favorites. He was also had the distinction of being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006 for the work he has done on exposing Iran's nuclear weapons program. Ken, it's a delight to have you with us, though the program today is, of course, being taped under a pall as a result of the attack in Orlando yesterday. Talk to me about what you think that attack should tell us about the state of jihad and our dealing with it.
Frank, let's just put it in a single phrase. Political correctness kills. That's what we've learned here. The FBI interviewed this guy twice in 2013 and 2014 because they had indices that he had contacts with terrorists and had sympathies with terrorist groups. And yet I'm willing to bet you we're going to discover that they were never allowed to ask him whether he believed in Islamist supremacist ideology. They were never allowed to ask him if he had gone to mosques, which they no longer survey. They're no longer watching these mosques because that would be politically incorrect. The president has told us there's no such thing as Islamist supremacist ideology, no such thing as, quote, radical Islam. Nothing there to worry about. Political correctness kills.
Yeah. Ken, you've spent a lot of time in the Middle East over the years, reporting and in your various other incarnations. You've talked with a lot of folks, both of the very much Islamist stripe and those who are not. Where does the truth lie with respect to Islamic supremacism? Does the Obama administration have this right or not?
They have no understanding of this whatsoever. They're trying to sweep under the rug an ideology which is not just hateful, it is murderous, and it is widespread. We know in this country there used to be FBI surveillance of several dozen at least, probably more than 100 mosques, because they were recruiting centers for the jihad, for the worldwide jihad. Now, most Muslims that I know denounce and despise this ideology. Most of them have never read the Quran. That's something that we don't understand really in the United States. There are cultural Muslims. The overwhelming majority of people who identify as Muslims are cultural Muslims who really know very little about the ideology of Islamic supremacism. And there's nothing, you know, those individuals do not pose any threat to anybody, but they are not the people that we're worried about. The people that we're worried about are those who have adopted this ideology, are practicing this ideology, and are looking for opportunities to kill us.
Yeah. And to the extent we're ignoring that reality at the highest levels of the U.S. government, obviously it's putting us at greater risk. And Ken, you've particularly been studying and worrying about Iran. I want to talk with you about it and, if we could put them together, the sort of counterparts, if you will, in terms of their Islamic supremacist ambitions, the Muslim Brotherhood. The extent to which the Obama administration has been, well, submitting, I guess is the technical term to it, to the Brotherhood on the one hand and the Iranians on the other, we've seen very, very profound and dangerous repercussions. Talk a little bit about Benghazi, and then we'll talk about the Iran nuclear program.
Well, first of all, remember, the Islamic Republic of Iran is actually the first Islamic state. All right. They are the Islamic State of Iran. Let's not forget that. They have adopted the Quran as part of their constitution. They have proclaimed jihad as part of a duty under their constitution. And they have set up an organization, a military terrorist organization, the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, to export the revolution, to export jihad and Islamic supremacist ideology. So they are really just the other face of the Islamic State, ISIS, and the Muslim Brotherhood, which is the breeding ground for ISIS operatives. The Muslim Brotherhood frequently gets a pass, especially by this administration, because not everybody in the Muslim Brotherhood is preaching violent jihad. They're preaching maybe nonviolent jihad. But you got to remember, when they preach nonviolent jihad, it's merely because the opportunity for violent jihad is not there or not necessary. It's just a matter of tactics and timing. That is the only difference between the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, this is why I call it the pre-violent approach, not so much non, but pre-violent. They call it civilization jihad. But to the extent that we've got both in Iran and in the various outcroppings of the Muslim Brotherhood evidence of this Islamic supremacist agenda, how serious a threat do you think it represents, not just to individual Americans, but to our country, and indeed, for that matter, the free world more broadly?
Well, it's a huge threat, Frank, and it's made greater by the fact that the administration has closed its eyes to it completely and has allowed Muslim Brotherhood operatives not just to infiltrate, but they have promoted them in the government, in law enforcement. They have allowed their agenda to dominate, their agenda, for example, to dismantle the kind of programs that Phil Haney was involved with that would have identified potential terrorists before they became a threat. So, yes, this is a huge, huge problem, and we really need to get our arms around it. Donald Trump has understood this very well when he says that we, for now, until we have the programs in place, which have been dismantled, we cannot allow any more Muslim immigration into this country because we've dismantled every intelligence program and every law enforcement program to separate the weak from the chaff, if you wish, or the violent from the pre-violent and the nonviolent.
Yeah, particularly the ones that are not a problem, as you say. And Ken, I know you've written one best-selling book, Dark Forces. Again, our guest is Ken Timmerman. You've written one best-selling book, Dark Forces, The Truth About What Happened in Benghazi. You have another one coming out momentarily entitled Deception, which also talks about a very important aspect of this Benghazi drama, namely the video fraudulently blamed for precipitating the attack there. Just in a nutshell, talk, if you would, about what you found about Benghazi and what we may not learn from Trey Gowdy's committee when it puts its report out.
Yes, we will not learn about what's in my new book, Deception, because he has not investigated the YouTube video that Mrs. Clinton and the Obama White House blamed for the attacks. And this book is entirely devoted to that, how that video was made and how the White House and the State Department are responsible for promoting it. Nobody would have seen it, and nothing would have happened around the Middle East after the Benghazi attacks had the White House and the State Department not promoted Innocence of Muslims, this YouTube video. Nobody had seen it before Benghazi. It had zero relationship to the Benghazi attacks. As I track in the book, the website that the first journalists who were told to direct their readers to this YouTube video, the YouTube channel they were told to look at had 405 views the morning after the Benghazi attacks. Nobody had seen this video.
Ken, hold the thought. We're going to come back for a second segment with Kenneth Timmerman, the president and CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy in Iran and the author of Dark Forces, The Truth About What Happened in Benghazi. Straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.